Welcome to the Period Besties podcast with Stasha and Katie. Think About It is chatting with your best friends about all the TMI stuff you've never talked about before with two period coaches who've been helping hormones collectively for over 20 years now. I'm Stasha.
And I'm Katie, and we're pulling back the curtain on what it's like in the world of menstrual coaching. From puberty to menopause and everything in between, we're here to show you how period coaching can save the day. We'll share practical tips and information you can put to immediate use to improve your hormones and happiness.
We're removing the mystery, ending the taboo, and shining a light on just how powerful period coaching can be.
So whether you need period coaching or are considering becoming a period coach yourself, these episodes are going to help you. We'll share stories, coach live on air, and bring smart, savvy guests to share their wisdom too. Let's start today's episode.
Welcome back to the Period Besties podcast. We are so honored to have you here with us today, and hopefully you've been following along with us with the menstrual cycle. And today we're talking about deep luteal. So FYI, there are just two phases of the cycle in terms of how people refer to it, but we're walking you through the five phases of your cycle. Deep luteal is the last phase, which Stasha actually coined, and I'm going to have her talk a little bit about that in a moment. Just think of it as the three-ish, five-ish days before your period arrives and how different the hormones are reacting and how you're responding to that in your body and how that's different than 2 days post-ovulation. And the luteal phase starts when you ovulate until you get your cycle, just as a FYI.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely a difference between how Western medicine looks at the menstrual cycle and how it actually works in the real world.
Yes.
Yeah, this is how we ended up with the deep luteal conversation, actually, in my Facebook group many, many years ago. We were talking about how luteal can be actually quite a nice experience, but then those just couple of days before your period, the estrogen is coming down, the progesterone is starting to decline, and you feel differently. You're a little bit more brain foggy. You know, to be fair, 90% of people have PMS symptoms. So like, this is probably you. Mood swings, fatigue, brain fog, sore boobs, achy joints. Like there's 200 plus symptoms. So it impacts your life. It has there's a difference. There is just an absolute difference for how you feel in these couple of days versus the rest of the cycle for most people. So we were joking about it in the Facebook group and we had a hashtag LAF, luteal AF.
I love that. I didn't know that.
I still use it. I use it in my books too. I think it's hilarious. But for the sake of putting a system together and making it like something we can talk about and teach without having to put an explicit on everything, we just decided to call it deep luteal because you feel like you're real deep in luteal at that point and you're coming kind of coming out of the woods. And in Chinese medicine, there's five phases and there's five seasons and there's the five elements and all these things. So when I was looking at Chinese medicine as a way to help deal with my endometriosis, it made so much sense to me. Because it was very much like, oh yeah, early luteal does feel like it's still productive and I'm still doing things, that late summer vibe. But then you get into that deeper luteal phase and it's fall. You are in the cold. The leaves are falling off the tree. The snow may not have hit yet, but you are definitely like, it is time to close up shop. It is time to take care of myself. It is time to get warm and cozy. So it kind of just came out of this feeling. It's also the metal phase in Chinese medicine. And I get it because I feel a little sharp during that phase myself.
Yes, sharp and cobwebby brain. I feel like that is where the two things I feel the most, right? It's like that sharp, like, ooh,
cross
push me. Right? And then also that cobwebby brain, which is where my brain is right now. Yeah, I think I gave a talk last night and I was talking about how I put my period on my husband's calendar, mm-hmm. and how even still the day before I get my period, he's like, you're being so mean to me. What's going on? And I'm like, it's on your calendar. You know it's coming. But that's kind of like the theme of deep luteal is like, it's coming. You know, you can feel it. It feels much different. You're like deep in your body. This is when I feel like a lot of us push instead of rest because it feels so unlike how we feel throughout the rest of our cycle. And we really want to share that rest is very important. Rest is not the same as sleep. Please, let's preach that. But, you know, really resting and coming inwards and knowing that you're going to feel different. You're going to feel a little bit off in terms of like how you interact with others and yourself. So just really kind of, I'm like diving deep with my hand, like diving deep into that phase.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. It is definitely the time to practice radical self-care. It is the time to say, you know what? I'm going to take a bath every night. I am going to Epsom salt myself to death. I'm going to get the magnesium lotion out and magnesium lotion myself 2 times a day. Like, it really is the time for pulling out all of those self-care tips and tricks and things that you love and enjoy and do. And it's also a really good time to, again, working on that mind-body connection, pulling in that, like, what is surrounding me? What's irritating me? And I do love this phase because I think it's so crystal clear as to what's going on in your life. Like, you know what's annoying you. You know what's driving you crazy. And the rest of the month, you can let it go, right? Because estrogen has a tolerance effect. Estrogen makes you more tolerant. It's how we don't murder our children. It makes you more tolerant of things, which is why they call like postmenopausal, right? You don't have that level of estrogen anymore and you're not tolerant of the nonsense anymore. This is also the phase of the cycle where your estrogen is coming down and you're seeing suddenly with sharp clarity the things that you've been tolerating all month that you may not need to be or shouldn't be or could fix. So it's one of those situations where I'm often telling clients, well, don't make the decision, but note what's annoying you. Note what is driving you crazy. And even like we call it business PMS, where it's like, I want to rebrand. I want to re-niche. I'm going to throw my whole business away and start over. These kinds of things. Or I'm going to throw my husband away and start over. Like all of these different things that show up in this phase, it's probably not you. And it's probably not your business or your relationship. But there is probably something that does need to be fixed. So listen to that feeling, but, you know, jot it down. Look at it later. Look at menstrual or follicular, but just jot it down and take a look at it later.
Yeah, I think it just brings a lot of clarity, like what you were saying, like awareness, clarity, because even if our brain's not slowing down, like our body is. So when our body kind of has that moment to catch up with itself, it does bring a lot of clarity.
Yeah.
But I love what you say. Let's not take the action. Let's just sit in it. Think about it, be clear, see how we feel when the estrogen starts coming back online, if we still feel that way. But I feel like I've made a lot of transitions and changes because things were brought to light in that time of my cycle, which I find is a really beautiful way to think about how you're feeling and what you want, and more importantly, what you no longer want and what you don't carry with you to the next cycle.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll have to do an episode that's just like problem solving with the cycle. This is such a good phase for understanding the problem and then using the support and the differences and the hormones and everything throughout the rest of the cycle to actually solve the problem in a practical, easier, more coherent and productive way than just like losing your mind and yelling at everybody, which, you know, fine, I get it. Been there, done that. But So it definitely is one of those things. I should also say that this is the phase where if you have an extreme hormonal imbalance, you may show signs of PMDD, which is not hugely well known. People are starting to hear about it more and more, but it is basically like having PMS on steroids. So if you're somebody who suffers from PMS, welcome to the club. There are things that we can do to fix that. We'll absolutely be talking about this throughout the years of this podcast. But if you have PMDD, you're looking at things like suicidal ideation, depression where you can't get up and out of bed, anxiety where you can't leave the house. Like, it is very much impacting your life, your relationships, your work in a really big way. So if you feel like this phase is really rough on you, you may want to go and see about a PMDD diagnosis.
Yeah, and definitely get support with that, because it can be very difficult, obviously, and challenging. Yeah, that's the thing. Like, all of us, and again, like we've mentioned throughout this whole talking about the phases of your cycle, like each cycle is going to feel different. Yeah. So that's why charting and monitoring and checking in, like, oh, well, last month I was feeling a little bit better. Like, this month I'm not. Like, what's been going on? Why are my cramps painful? Why are they back? Like, they were gone before, you know, just having a good time to, it's a good time to just like also just check in and reach out and get support. If you, most of us aren't feeling like running a marathon. Ever personally, but especially this time. So really rest, like deep stretching might feel good, like foam rolling. If you have a Theragun, that might feel good. Like slow, long walks might feel nice, or get in the tub with the Epsom salts and the heating pad after you get out of the tub and just kind of nurture and keep your body warm too.
Yeah. And like all the other phases, what do you see around you? Is it really bright? Is it really loud? You know, what smells are around you? Is it, you know, it is that late fall, right? It's that autumn time. So it's often, you know, squash and pumpkin spice and very warming, nurturing, very much like the menstrual phase can be for people. Smells and sights and sounds and those kinds of warming things. So, you know, even just like what oil are you putting in the diffuser or what candle are you lighting? And is it helping you feel more comforted and nurtured in this phase? Because really, that's what you should be doing, is comforting and nurturing yourself in this phase. So don't forget, you know, turn down the screen, turn down the volume, switch over to something more chill. You know, early luteal, you may want to do that. And then by deep luteal, you may be fully in it. So really just listen to yourself. Some people kind of just early luteal is still rocking out and jamming, and then they kind of hit that deep luteal, and that's when they transition. So it really depends on you, your body, how your cycle is this month. It's always different. So the thing I love about the menstrual cycle is it's really a practice in being present. Mm-hmm. And this phase in particular is an absolute masterclass in being present. So just check in with yourself, not just once a day, but several times throughout the day. How am I feeling? Is it time to get off screens? Is it time to dim? Is it time to turn down the volume? And let yourself really check in and feel it throughout the day, through these couple of days or week, depending on how long it is for you.
Yeah. And if you don't work at home, you know, maybe this is a good time to see about working from home for like a few days, you know, being able to work from bed or your couch. And if that's possible, I know it's not for everybody.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I, in fact, have been having better deep luteal phases as I've been healing the endometriosis journey. And a couple months ago, I bought an actual like bed table stand because I was like, I actually am feeling better and I'm doing better. So I could actually do a little bit of work, but I don't want to push myself either. I still want to stay in bed. I still want to be able to relax in these days and be warm and under the electric blanket and all that stuff. So I was like, I'll give myself a little bed table stand. So then I can actually do a little bit of that moving forward work if I feel like it. But I can also be taking care of myself and what my body needs in that space. So it's been kind of a fun thing to play with lately.
No, I love that. That's such a, I can just like picture you sitting with your little tray, having your tea, not too close so it doesn't spill on your computer, but you know, all the things to really support yourself. Yeah, I think it's just a time of the month to really dive in, support yourself, and be and not judge.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. That's a huge one. This is definitely that phase that those inner voices that were just inserted there via patriarchal cultural conditioning, that you should be a uber productive hustle culture, biz bro member of society is screaming at you that you should be doing stuff. And the reality of the situation is no, you shouldn't. And in no point in our history until this happened, did we go do stuff during this phase of our cycle. So no, it's really not. We're really not supposed to be busting butt in this phase the way that we are. And I understand, of course, you have jobs and things happen and you can't do that. But if you can give yourself a little bit of space, make it that priority, yeah, do it. Because it's not supposed to be like this.
Yeah. And you know, everybody has different work schedules. So like maybe it's just sleeping in a little bit later if you possibly can, or going to bed a little bit earlier, bringing your tea with you to work, sitting in front of a space heater, or, you know, doing different things, bringing a blanket. So there are ways that you can incorporate that into many, many different jobs. So
yeah,
think of that as well as you're thinking about this phase. And it all, some of us, it's like 3 days. I feel like for me lately, it's been like 2 days before I get my period where I really need to kind of take more care of myself. So again, you'll notice as you're heading into it, if you really tap in and listen to your body, you'll kind of notice like what you need for this particular cycle and what modifications you can make to help yourself for the next few days. And just know it's the next few days too. I think that's, we get a lot of caught up being like, oh my God, this is going to last forever, even though it happens every month. So it's only a few days. Give yourself permission to just be, which I know is challenging. I'm work in progress myself, but just trying to be.
Yeah, it's very true. Those little things add up. And that's what makes that's the make or break, right? It's all those little things that we do that add up and make the difference in the long run. So yeah, I love that. That's a really good way of looking at it.
Awesome. Well, thank you everybody for joining us and learning about the five phases of your cycle. If you just joined us today, be sure to go back. We started with your period and walking you through your cycle. Thank you so much for joining us, and we'll see you on the next episode.
Bye for now.
A big shout out and thank you to our sponsors for today's episode, Period Coaching School and Katie Bresek Wellness.
Thanks to you, our favorite bestie, for listening to the Period Besties podcast, where no topic is TMI. And of course, share this episode with your besties.
Remember to leave us a 5-star review. Nothing less than the best for us besties. And subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
You can follow us on Instagram at Stasha Washburn and at Katie Bresak, or email us at periodbestiespodcast@gmail.com.
Check out more about us at katiebresak.com and periodcoachingschool.com. And of course, check the show notes for free goodies and extras that support this episode.
We'll see you on the next episode.
Bye for now, besties.